From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. European migrant crisis heats up. A group of migrants scuffling with Hungarian police Thursday when they refused orders to leave a railway train and head to a detention camp. Many of the families on the train said they were fleeing the civil war in Syria and were trying to reach a safe haven in Europe.
Everything said that Europe is haven for us, but it's actually not the haven, but it's better than nothing.
The three-year-old migrant Syrian boy, whose dead body was found on a Turkish beach when his boat sank, was identified Thursday as Aylan Kurdi. The heartbreaking photograph of Aylan, dressed in a red T-shirt and sneakers, lying face down in the surf, ran on front pages across the globe and on social media. The U.S. State Department is stepping up efforts to process Syrian refugees seeking admission to the United States. A spokesman says the total number of Syrian refugees admitted to the U.S. since the start of the country's crisis in 2011 is expected to reach about 1,800 by the end of October. A Guatemalan judge ordered former President Otto Perez Molina to remain in detention as the court considers whether to try him on corruption charges. Perez Molina resigned Thursday, hours after lawmakers stripped him of immunity from prosecution in a corruption scandal dubbed The Line, named for wiretap telephone calls that appear to implicate the president. Former Congolese rebel leader Bosco Ntaganda denied being a killer and a war criminal Thursday while speaking at his trial in The Hague. Ntaganda acknowledged being nicknamed the Terminator, but said, "That is not me." But ICC prosecutors say he commanded a rebel group that 12 years ago killed, raped, and exploited people in the Ituri province of Congo. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization again declared Liberia Ebola-free after 42 days without a laboratory-confirmed case of the deadly virus. Liberia now goes into a 90-day period of what the World Health Organization called heightened surveillance, as health officials watch for any recurrence of the virus. In Turkey, a British journalist and a cameraman have been released from jail. The two men face charges under the country's anti-terror laws. Dorian Jones reports.
Journalist Jake Hanrahan and cameraman Philip Pendlebury were released from a high-security jail Thursday. No official reason for their release has so far been given, but their colleague Mohamed Rasul remains imprisoned. Their detention has provoked strong criticism both in Turkey and abroad, with the European Union and US State Department voicing concern. The men were arrested last week in Diyarbakir, in Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast, while reporting on renewed fighting between the Turkish state and the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. All were charged Sunday with aiding a terrorist organization. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The United States is offering to help relatives of American military and diplomatic personnel to leave Turkey, a cautionary move following the start of military operations there directed against the Islamic State terrorist group. U.S. officials say the move affects about 900 family members of personnel stationed at Incirlik Air Base, as well as relatives of U.S. consulate workers in the nearby city of Adana. Pakistani officials say they plan to ask Afghan officials Friday whether Kabul is interested in resuming peace talks with the Taliban. The meeting on the sidelines of an International Economic Cooperation Conference in Kabul comes almost a month after peace talks broke down, following news that Taliban leader Mullah Omar had died 2 years before in Pakistan. U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump signed a party pledge Thursday to support the eventual Republican presidential nominee and not to run as a third-party candidate.
So I will be totally pledging my allegiance to the Republican Party and the conservative principles for which it stands, and we will go out and we will fight hard and we will win.
Mr. Trump signed the pledge at his Trump Tower skyscraper in New York during a meeting with Republican Party Chairman Rance Priebus. The white man accused of murdering 9 people at a historically black church in Charleston, South Carolina, will face the death penalty. 21-year-old Dylan Roof faces multiple charges, including 9 counts of murder, 3 counts of attempted murder, and a weapons charge for the June 17 shooting that occurred at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.